Morgan. I'm going to invite Jamie Court to join us. Actually, Jamie Court never minces his words. He's been quoted about this in the Los Angeles Times, and he's president of the Consumer Watchdog Organization in Los Angeles. And welcome back to Forum.
Pleasure to be here with you, Michael.
Yeah, you, like I say, don't miss your words. You said this is an abomination with respect to the legislators playing golf and going to hula shows and drinking Mai Tais. That's the word you used?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, this is in ordinary times, it's a horrible way to go. This is an event sponsored by corporate lobbyists. I mean, oil, utility companies, and it's all sole purpose is to have, you know, FaceTime with these lobbyists, with these legislators. So for Senator Dodd, for example, it's who he was with, even without COVID, and COVID makes it an abomination. But, you know, the utilities sponsor that that independent voter project forum, PG&E, Edison. And, in fact, 2 years ago, they were having that event right when the wildfires were burning through California. So Senator Dodd, who was involved in the wildfire overhaul, should know better than to go to Hawaii during a pandemic to play golf with PG&E and Edison lobbyists. I mean, that is a big part of it, is who they're with. And the governor was with the medical establishment lobbyists, three of them. One of them, if you look at the picture of it, was like right on his ear. I have a lot of sympathy for the governor. I agree that he's done a great job, but he's got to change what he's doing, because he was there with the president of the medical association, the medical association lobbyist, and the chief consultant for the association, Jason Kinney, whose party it was. And what happens is this is the group of people who dictate policy, and they speak for the doctors. Doctors want people to stay home. The doctors shouldn't be represented in this way. And I think the governor really needs to now meet with injured patients who've been trying to change things with the doctors being in charge of, for instance, the medical malpractice system. We have an initiative to up the cap on medical malpractice that is on the 2022 ballot. We need the governor to get involved and meet with patients. I think we can accept his apology, but he now has to turn around and shun these very people he was with and get involved with the people who weren't in that room, because it sends a bad signal anytime, even when it's not a pandemic, that is an elite group of people making policy in the state.
That certainly, unfortunately, is a good catalyst to citizen cynicism. Jamie, always good to have you. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate your words on this. Jamie Court, again, is president and consumer watchdog in